This is the VOA Special English Education Report. We continue our foreign student series this week with a report on the International Student Handbook. This publication can be a useful guide if you are interested in attending a college or university in the United States. The College Board Organization publishes a new one every year. In it, students may find much of the information they need to know about higher education in America. The International Student Handbook explains the higher education system and how to apply to schools. It explains the different costs and the kinds of financial aid available to foreign students. The handbook also gives information about admissions tests. The material is organized for undergraduate and graduate students. Information is provided about almost 3,000 two-year and four-year schools. A printed copy of the International Student Handbook costs about $30 if you purchase it through the College Board website. You might find it for less at a site like Amazon. Or for $12 at the College Board site, you can read an electronic version and print out a copy. The online handbook also includes links to more information. The website is collegeboard.com. We began our foreign student series in September. So far, we have explored the American higher education system and government rules for coming to the United States. We have also talked about admission tests, the costs of an education, and the different kinds of financial aid available. Some of our reports have been based on questions from our listeners. We welcome questions and are happy to see all the interest in our series. But please understand that we can only answer general questions. We cannot tell you how to get into the school of your choice or what you should study to be prepared. All we can do is suggest that students who are interested in a school should carefully read its website or printed materials. Then send an email or letter to the admissions office with any questions you have. There may also be a special office for international students. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. Send your questions to special@voanews.com. And remember to include your name and country. Our series continues next week, and all of the earlier reports can be found with transcripts and MP3 files at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.